Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through a defeat, a setback. But look at how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through a setback. You know, after the setback, look at how Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Firstly, he tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people ask, why did this happen to us? Kul huwa min indi anfusikum, it happened because of us. So we must introspect our deeds, brothers. Introspect our deeds. We must introspect our deeds. I will come back to the other portion of what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told by Allah Ta'ala, but let us talk about this introspection, just for a minute or two. Brothers, we need to, in this introspection, among the things, be brutally honest with ourselves. We have become very, very weak in every way, and we need to build our capacity. In each and everything, we need to build our capacity. We need to build our capacity spiritually. Turn towards Almighty Allah. Make our relationship with Allah Ta'ala strong. I made mention of Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Ali. In the time of the battle of the Crusades, he went to the masjid after Isha. He came out to the masjid after Fajr. He saw a pious person and he said, make dua. The tables have been turned. We are at a very critical junction of the war. The war is in a very delicate stage. But the Crusades have got reinforcements coming from Europe. New ships are coming. Therefore, this might tilt the balance in their favor. So the pious person looked at Salahuddin and said, Salahuddin, your tears of the night have sunk those ships. You made dua last night and cried before Almighty Allah, those tears have sunk those ships. A few days afterwards came the news that those ships have sunk. So keep build capacity spiritually. Build capacity from the economic sense. Many people talk about boycott. I'm not averse to it. But brothers, the point of boycott comes about when we are not self-sufficient. Why are we not self-sufficient? Why are we not self-sufficient? When are we going to get away from our corner shop mentality? When are we going to think that wealth is not only for my personal comfort? I can also earn wealth with the intention of providing risk for the people who are poor. I can also earn wealth that I don't become vulnerable. I can also earn wealth that I will be able to help other people. Those things never come into our minds because we have regarded wealth only for personal comfort. When are we going to build capacity? In Hayatul Muslimin, Hazrat Muhammad Tanwir Rahmatullah Ali has written that in the time of the Sahaba, they started selling milk. Some of the Sahaba found it very amazing. Milk is not something to be sold. Milk is something to give a gift to someone. And then he quotes the statement of Imam Sufyan al-Thawri Rahmatullah Ali, when you don't have wealth, you are going to become vulnerable. The time will come when you don't have wealth, you're going to become vulnerable. And we are in that situation. We are in that situation. So let us build capacity, brothers. Let us build capacity. We are not building capacity. We are each and everyone only worried about the corner shop that he can do so that he can put up a beautiful house for himself. Doesn't want to think more than that. And that is harming the ummah. Build capacity so you don't become... And also let Allah says, وَاعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُ. Build your capacity so that it serves as a deterrent for other people that don't harm you. Where is our capacity building? We can't unite, brothers. I mean, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى وَتَقْوَى. Cooperate in goodness and taqwa. What is amazing in this ayat, Allah didn't even say cooperate with people of virtue. Allah said cooperate in goodness. Even if you don't like the person. Or even that person might have other weakness in other matters. But in this particular matter, he has got bir. He has got goodness. Cooperate with him. Allah didn't say cooperate with people of virtue. He said cooperate in virtue. You know, what is our situation? People who have served Islam for many, many years, who have taught hadith, who are our leaders, who are ulama. Today there are people who call them aliyadu billah, you know, almost to the point of kuffar. On what basis? On the basis of slaughtering a chicken upside down or downside up. Is this a situation? Then what do you expect then? You're going to call people kuffar on this particular basis? Then what do you expect? So build capacity, brothers, spiritually, economically. And then, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, then will your ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after the battle of Uhud. You know, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. If you are hurt, then they are also hurt. Amazing. And I'm just talking about this rocket's 13 lives and yet it can cause such consternation. If you are hurt, they are also hurt. إِيَّمْسَسْكُمْ كَرْهٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ كَرْهٌ مِثْلُهُ. If you are wounded, they are also wounded. Can you imagine if you had capacity? Yes, even with your capacity, you still need the mashiyat of Allah Ta'ala, but at least build that capacity. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent two sahaba